Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Today our broadcast is talking about why do people complain all the time? Have you ever met a complainer, a griper, a person who likes to look at the dark side of every bright cloud? A complainer has a perpetuous raw deal. Someone is always getting something more than he or she, better than he or she. You know, faster than he, the Bible compared complaining to a dripping faucet. It gets very annoying. Complaining is expressed dissatisfaction with something or someone. But more than that, there tend to be a self-centered bent to it. We didn't get what we wanted. We got less than someone else. Do you know someone today that's always complaining, always ungrateful? Well, today we are talking about complaining. And our three tag words we're using today is complaining, gripe, and complainers. You know, when you think about that, why do people complain? I went over to Numbers, the 11th chapter, and you can read it 4 through 6. And the word of God said that the people of Israel also began to complain. Oh, for some meat. They exclaimed, day after day, we have nothing to eat but this manna. What are y'all doing today? A lot of you are complaining. Just because you didn't have fish today, you're complaining. Because you didn't have pork, you're complaining. You know, God have provided for you, but you're still complaining. You know, we complain when things don't go our way and when we don't get what we want. You know how many people do that. You know, it is a sin to complain. Over in Numbers 21, 5 and 6, they say, they begin to murmur against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? There is nothing to eat here, nothing to drink, and we hate this wretched manna. So the Lord sent poisonous snakes among them, and many was bitten and died. Here God had provided for them, but they were ungrateful. He gave them manna from on high. Oh, but they didn't want that. They wanted meat. They wanted this. They wanted that. You know, when God provides for you, we ought to be so grateful and thankful when God have given us something. But we murmur, we complain day in and day out. You know, God is a good God. You know, you got to be over in Philippians 2, 14 and 15, and the word of God said, in everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing so that no one can speak a word of blame against you. Let your life shine before, brightly before them. That's what God wants us to do. You know, you need to stay away from complaining people. I know you've been around people that's complain. No matter what you do for them, they're not satisfied. No matter what you say, they're still not satisfied. They're always complaining. You know, as a little saying say, complaining with a loaf of bread under their arm, they're still complaining. All they have to do is take that loaf of bread from under their arm, get them a glass of water, Kool-Aid or whatever, eat some of that bread, it will fill them up. But they're complaining. Just because they didn't get this job, they're complaining. Because they didn't get the pay raise. Don't complain. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. You know, be careful about whining. Have you ever met some whining people? Every time you look up, they whining about this, they whining about that, or they griping about this, or they griping about that, or even better still, they are complaining. I know you have met some people, every time you talk to them, they can call you on the phone whining,
Why are they complaining about this? The doctor haven't given them a diagnosis, but they've already diagnosed. They say, if God haven't told them, but they're whining, they're griping, they're complaining. Why I got to do this? Why should I do that? You know, you come across people like that in your everyday life. You know, when we have so much to be thankful for and so little to complain about, just think about all the things that God have brought you through. How he have opened doors for you. How he have set you up on a, I'm not going to say on a pedestal, but he have brought you up from last week you might have been eating oil sauces and crackers, but today you got beans and rice. Last week or last year, you might have been living in a dilapidated house, but this year he provided you a nice apartment or a nice home that you moved in. You might have had an old derivative car, but you was going from point A, B, C, and D with that derivative car. But God said, I see my man and woman of God is serving me. I'm going to give them a better vehicle. And here God come in and bless you with a better vehicle. Bless you with a better job. Bless you with a pay raise. Don't worry about if Sally down the street got roses in her yard and all you have is maybe an ivory growing. Thank God for that ivory. When he see fit for you to take care of roses, he'll give you the roses. I'm just using that as an example because so many people today are not thankful for what they have given to them, God have given to them. They complain, they whine, and they gripe. And just think about, last year, you might not have could have walked, but this year, God have opened doors where he have provided for you to be able to walk, without a cane, without a wheelchair, without a walker, but you're still complaining. You've had back surgery. He removed the back brace off you. But you say, well, you know, if I'd had this, well, if I'd have done this, if they did this, or they could have, they should have, they would have. Stop complaining and be thankful for what God have given you. You know, we as people choose to complain. God don't write complaint on our forehead or in our heart. We do that. Take all that complaining out your mind today. Take it out of your heart today. You know, God considered it a sin. You know, we all demonstrate an attitude of ungratefulness. I just left for my great-grandson graduation, and I heard people standing on the outside of the door because the door had closed. They went to cursing, they went to mumbling, they went to complaining until somebody was able to come. I had went outside because the graduation was over. So I was sitting out in the cool waiting for him to come out with his mother to take pictures. But they had parents were just out there just so ungrateful, complaining about what time it is. They should have been longer. They should have did this. They should have that. Thank God for the time. Could have been so. The graduation could have went on, and we were not even here to see it. Or it could have been we could have been working on a job that didn't allow us to even leave the job to go to the graduation, to the ceremony. It's so many things we have to give God credit for and thank him for. You know, we all demonstrate that. It was enough of a sin for the Israelites that God punished them with poisonous snakes. Do you want to be taken out because you're always complaining? God don't want us to complain. He want us to be joyful. He want us to be glad. He don't want us just getting down and doing all kind of devilish things. You know, God want us to be thankful. Oh, my. Be thankful. Oh, when you just think about how you can be thankful. I'm just thinking it for right now. I figured I was going to be real late for my show, so I didn't bring any music on because I wanted to come on and just thought about how thankful I am that I'm here to see my great-grandson graduate, that I'm able to be of service to him, to my granddaughter, or, you know, whatever. You know, we got to be so thankful for what God has blessed us with. And like today, my topic is complain. I won't complain. I refuse to complain. just because this didn't go where I thought it should, why should I complain when I think about all the beautiful things God have given me? He woke me up this morning, started me on my way, gave me the activity of my limbs. And you think I'm going to sit down here just because the music didn't play, I'm going to sit down here and complain? No, sirree, buddy. I refuse to complain because that's not what he want us to do. He want us to be thankful for what he given us. Be just blessing his name. And you know, as I went to Proverbs, I was thinking about our complaints are often misdirected. We should really be complaining about ourselves. Look at yourself in the mirror and see, do you have anything to complain about? Just look at yourself. You know, you're looking and pointing fingers at somebody else, but actually look at yourself and say, am I worthy? Should I complain when God have wonderfully blessed me? I went to a neighborhood that I used to have a home in, and I was thinking about all the things that happened to me right there and giving God praise and say, God, I won't complain because you've been so good to me. Look where you brought me from, and look what you brought me to. And I was thinking about just food in the refrigerator, how once upon a time I could just open the refrigerator and just move the shelves and just sit in the refrigerator. But now I can open the refrigerator and see food all on the shelf. Everything just filled from top to bottom. Don't you know I got enough to thank God for? I don't need to complain. Even when I was going through, I wasn't complaining. I was giving it to God and still going on, praising his name, saying hallelujah, giving him the glory because I know it was nobody but him. You know, in Proverbs 19:3, the word of God says, people ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. How many people you know are like that? They are angry with God because things didn't work out the way they thought they should. But God is not an author of confusion or anger or misbelief or any of those things. You have to think about it. God have given you breath in your body. He's given you clothes to put on your back, given you a job, given you a vehicle, even putting gas in the vehicle for you to get from point A to point B. Oh, my, 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 my. I mean, I just won't complain. I just refuse to complain because he's just so good. Just so good, so good, so good when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for each and every one of us. We can't help but say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I was still trying to get my little music say, I won't complain. But Miss Aoife, it'll come on this morning.
Some good days, I've had some hills to climb, I've had some weary days, and some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today.
When you think about that song, I won't complain. He'll dry all your tears away. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, in Lamentation, the word of God said, then why should we, mere humans, complain when we are punished for our sin? When you know you done sin against God, so why go to complain? You know you did something wrong, and you being punished. Even in, you know, in Malachi, it say 2 and 14, you cry out. Why? Because you have been disloyal to her. It's bad enough to complain, but it's worse to complain about something that you have caused. How many people do that? They know they've caused the situation to go on, but they're steadily complaining. They're complaining, complaining like it's somebody else's fault. You know, if you have a complaint, take it to God. No matter what complaint you have, take it to God today. Over in Numbers 11:10-11, Moses said to the Lord, what did I do to deserve the burdens of a people like this? You know, the people complaining to one another and nothing was accomplished. Just think about it. When you do all that complaining, you got to still come back to God. You done complain about this and complain about that. Hallelujah. Hold on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the people complaining to one another. Moses complained to God, who can solve any problem. That's who we go to God. Any problem that we have, go to God. We need to learn to take our problems to the one who can do something about them. Hallelujah. So there ain't no use of me coming and complaining to you or you come complaining to me. Just take it to Jesus. No matter what you're going through today, no matter what you've been through, take it to Jesus. Go on bending knees or whatever. Take it to Jesus. You know, over in Jonah 4:1-11, as you read those scriptures, here he complained to the Lord about it. Here Jonah complained. You know, Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish. You know how he complained. You're going to find that all through the word of God, how they were complaining, murmuring, and everything. From Moses, from we can start from Genesis all the way down. Was murmur, complaint, complaints, complaints, complaint. You know, Romans 11, chapter the 2nd through the 4th verse, Elijah, the prophet, complained to God. Here, even the prophet complained to God. I alone am left. And do you remember? God replied, he said, you are not the only one left. Taking our complaints to God often change our perspective. My. You know, once you take your problem and your burden to God and leave it there, you don't have to worry about nobody hearing it again. Just take it to God. We don't have to talk about it on the phone. We don't have to badge each other. But when we take our complaints to God, don't you know God will know how to work that thing out? And nobody even knows you had a complaint when you take it to God. My. I just thank God, excuse me, for this broadcast today. I was running late, but I was determined to get this broadcast on today, complaining. People always complaining, always griping. No matter what's going on, they never satisfied. No matter if you lay a spread out for them. You done give them everything they want. Oh, well, you forgot to bring me some butter. You didn't give me no bread. Well, if they done thought of everything else, that's my nuke. Don't even think about it. Just say, God, I thank you for what you done blessed me with. Do y'all know I'm so thankful to God on what he have done for me over here, what he have blessed me. I'm not worried about what somebody else got, a big embassy, a big cathedral, a big synagogue, a big this, a big that, a big car, bigger than mine. No. I thank God for the car he gave me. I'm able to get from point A, B, C, and D. Back from D, C, B, and A. Long as it get me where I need to go, it ain't broke down on me. I'm thankful. So today, I want y'all to be thankful. Be grateful for what God give you. If he didn't give you a mansion on the hill, it's not time. If he didn't give you a Rolls Royce, he know you couldn't afford a Rolls Royce on a Burger Q Saturday. He going to give you what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. So be thankful. If he didn't give you a whole brand new wardrobe of clothing, don't worry about it. Just wash them what you got, iron them, put a little starch in, and put your head up and go on out there and say, God, I thank you. I thank you for what you done give me. I'm not going to complain. Somebody expected me to complain. When you go to church, the message might not be for you that day, but don't complain. Before the day over with, God going to send the message he needs for you to have. That's a fact, Jack, as they say. That's a fact. So keep God utmost in your heart and in your mind. And when people come to you complaining, you know who to send them to? Send them straight to Jesus. Say, baby, Jesus, the only one can work that problem out for you. I can't do a thing. Let God work that thing out for you. And I know he will, because he done told me in his word, he will. So on the ending note today, just remember this song by Reverend Paul Jones, I Won't Complain. And when you think about that, you saw somebody without any legs, but you was complaining, and you got legs. Somebody that was blind couldn't see, but you could see where you was going. Ah, under the ocean. Just think and tell God.
I've had some good days.
This gonna take our broadcast off for the day, because you've had some good days. You've had some hills to climb, and you've had some weary days.
I've had some weary days
and some sleepless nights.
And some sleepless nights.
But when you look around, woo,
but when I look around,
and you're gonna think it can't
move. Yeah, I think things over.
All of your good days.
All of my good days.
Outweigh
my bad days.
Why, Jessica?
I will complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the
road.
See the road.
Woo. Just think.
I asked the question, Lord.
Why?
Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see.
But I just say thank you, Lord.
So I'll just say thank you, Lord.
Thank Him today, wherever you are. Thank you.
I won't complain. God has been so good to me. He's been good to me.
More than this whole world.
More than this whole world.
Could ever be.
He's been so good.
Yes, He will do. I'm a living witness in here.
Turn.
And He'll turn your midnight into day. I'm a living witness
so
in here. I'll
just say thank you, Lord. I've been lying on.
How many times
have you been lying on?
Just say thank you, Lord.
I've been talked about.
You've been talked about.
Thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood. But thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord, the bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. So good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world. Are you could ever be? He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. Solar, tell me. Yeah, and dry all of my tears away.
Yes, He does.
He'll stop you from crying.
Yes, He will. My midnight's in today. Well, we want to thank you for the broadcast today.
Hope everyone was blessed who came on or will come on in the archives. And until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.